Hey, this is Mark
and Liz
from Twin Lights Coaching, and welcome to your sanity break. Today what we've decided to talk about is coaching, which is what we do. And you know, the secret to coaching is the fact that we don't believe that we know better than other individuals. We believe that there is inherent genius embedded in each of us when we are born, and that the energy and power of the universe is connected through us. We believe that all that is within us now is what we need, and we can find each and every aspect of the power that lies within us by having someone who helps to bring it out.
Well, and that is what coaching does. Coaching is a partnership. So what we do is, with our clients, we create a partnership. We are, in a sense, a cheerleader for you. You have goals that you want to meet. You may not even know the goals that you want, or your child, your young adult may not know, but we're here to help hone in on what your gifts are, and not to step into your past and find out, you know, all the stuff from the past. We just want to say, here you are today. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to be? That's
exactly
what coaches do. It's like an athletic coach. An athletic coach is going to say, I'm on the sidelines, tell you out there what you do for your soccer game. You go forward, you're the back end, you're the this, you're the that. And they know how to get you to be the best on that field. That's what we do here.
Exactly. And, you know, I love that analogy, because everyone understands what the football coach is, or the NBA team coach. And those coaches know the game very well. They probably have never been as good a player as the star quarterback or the star center. But the fact is that they can bring that out of that person. The interesting thing about coaching is, again, that it relies upon what's in that person to help move them forward, rather than us being the expert. But there's a little difference when we're coaching young adults and teens with ADHD, and that's that, in a sense, we also have to be the mentor and the coach.
Absolutely. And teens with ADHD, because they have deficit with executive functioning skills, meaning they lack motivation, they lack time management or organizational skills, they struggle with focus, they struggle socially, they're going through their struggles and trials and tribulations are a little harder. And so they, when a coach comes in to help them, not only do these kids realize, wait a minute, I'm actually not stupid. I'm actually, you know, it's okay that I can't sit still for 7 hours in the classroom. That's just my body. And now I have somebody not only telling me that that's okay because that's who I am, I have somebody telling me, I'm going to partner with you.
Exactly.
I'm going to be here for you to say, let's get you to, let's find where your gifts are.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things that we sometimes need to make sure that the parents understand is, as coaches, we not only are working with your child to help bring those things out of them, but sometimes because of that developmental delay in their executive functions, their emotional intelligence, they have a wonderful toolbox that just doesn't have the tools. So part of what our job is to help plant that seed, to help to give them the initial paradigm, the initial structure or process, and then to help them learn how to use that. And then once they learn how to use it, to really allow them to bloom and hold them accountable as they use it, so it becomes theirs. So we do have to sort of teach, which as an adult coach, you wouldn't need to be doing. But then we bring them up quickly and into that full spectrum of being able to use that tool, make it their own, and just blossom, as we say, uncork their genius.
Absolutely. So let's jump into what we also wanted to talk about, which was medication and executive functioning skills or lack thereof. Many of you either support or don't support medicating your child who has ADHD. Everybody makes their own choices, and we have no judgment either way here. What our goal is when we're working with your child, whether they're medicated or not, is to help them with their executive functioning skills. Medication, and I could tell you this for sure from the experience that I've had with it, medication does have benefits. Some of the benefits would be helping a child stay a little more focused in school so they could retain the material. Or in the case of my child, he was so hyper that it actually was able to calm him down a little bit, so he could actually be more accepted socially. So those are some positives to medication. the thing is that medication alone is not going to solve the issues that come along with ADHD entirely. There are so many things, again, the tools that are lacking in their toolbox that these kids need that medication can't give.
That's right. And the decision of using or not using medication and when it's appropriate for what benefit really is a discussion and a learning opportunity between your child's physician and you as their parent. And obviously the final decision rests with the parents. And we're not going to move one way or the other except to say that medication may have a role in some children. But what we're doing in looking at executive functions and emotional intelligence, we know that the medical literature, the literature does not support an improvement in emotional intelligence or in executive functioning skills other than focus. And those are things that we're focused on because that's what medication will never help. So whether that child is on medication or not, we have the ability to add value by bringing up those skills.
Absolutely. And it's important to understand that, you know, I often talk about difficulty sitting still or paying attention. We all have things like that. But a child with ADHD, the problems become so pervasive and persistent that they end up interfering with every aspect of their life, their home life, their academic, their social, and ultimately their work. So what we do as coaches are we try to help you figure out where your gifts, what your gifts are, where your deficits are, and how we can bring the two together to help you have the strategies and the skills to be successful in life.
And we prioritize those based upon the things that are causing that child to have angst or that young adult to not be moving forward. Again, we're looking at what's important to them, what's going to motivate them, and it's the things that are causing them difficulties and allowing them to see the successes and celebrating those successes.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest things we see with adolescents and young adults with ADHD is we see that they feel unaccepted, that they feel like they don't fit in. And it's so important, parents, I say this and Mark says this too, to really tap into this early, because if a child feels like they don't fit in and that they're not socially accepted, that can lead to them making decisions in their life such as risky behavior, drug abuse, substance abuse. We don't want to see that. We want to prevent those things from happening. We want to say to your kids, look, okay, you have ADHD, so now what? Now what?
Exactly. Uncork that Edison gene. Let them be who they want to be. Let them grow. And the fact is that if I was listening to this without my understanding at this point, well, yes, but they're 13. They don't know who they want to be yet. They're not going to be mature enough. But we have to trust in our ability as parents to help guide them, but their ability in understanding where their passion lies and find out that passion.
Well, that's exactly it. We were on the phone with a parent a couple weeks ago, and her statement to me was, I just want my child to care. And I said to her, we can help him figure out how to care. Because everybody, there's a person out there in the world that doesn't want to be liked, that doesn't want to feel like they're a part of something, and want to succeed. Everybody wants that in life.
Exactly.
But if a child is or a young adult, let's say, is lacking motivation, part of it is because they don't understand the bigger picture. So Mark and I work with these kids to help shift them, baby steps. Some kids can go bigger, you know, some kids can do leaps. Some are just baby steps, just shift them just a little bit to help them understand, oh, well, if you do this, then you get that. And then you're there, now all of a sudden you did that. And oh, well, now you've got that tool in your box, so now you know how much fun it was at that event because you decided to rein yourself in from, you know, hugging everybody inappropriately or you know, interrupting or telling jokes that when they didn't fit in, and you really, your child all of a sudden stopped and really tried to think about what was going on in the room a little bit, and that made just that 1 hour, 2 hour event that they went to that much more successful. Well, heck yeah, they're going to want to try that skill again. And it's just building and building and practicing, and it could be something so minute and so small that ends up shifting them to help them feel better about themselves, and then they want more.
Exactly. It's so important to understand what that young adult wants and where they want to go. You know, as parents, we always want those things that are going to bring our child safety. Not only a safe environment, but safety as far as, you know, that quote-unquote good job. The fact is that a good job is the one that allows that child to pursue their destiny, their joy, and to make the choice. And if that child wants to be a Wall Street trader, that's great. If they want to be an artist, then that's great. And figure out how we can nurture them and how we can make them be successful in each and every aspect that they want to pursue.
And it's really important to understand that ADHD, 75% of children with ADHD continue to experience significant symptoms into adulthood. So it's not, you know, we've had so many people come and say, are they going to grow out of it? When are they going to grow out of it? Our job is not to tell you when or how or what. Our goal as coaches are to help your child where they are at this moment to get the skills that they need, in particular to get through the teen years. Because teen years, there's hormones flying all over the place. They have difficult demands in school and in their personal life. They're trying to fit in. They're trying to do well academically. They're emerging sexually. They are trying to establish independence. This is when Mark and I come in and we really work with these kids to help them establish the foundation that they need to be successful when they become adults, whether or not they still feel symptoms of ADHD or not. We want to help them take their toolbox, fill it with tools, so when they're an adult and they're in a job and they're just, oh my God, I'm having trouble focusing, but I know what I need to do in order to get myself through this project. Maybe I only can work on something 15 minutes at a time, or maybe I get up and take a walk down the hall and then come back. It starts now to get them to be able to know how to do that later.
Exactly. You know, it's not major changes that make us evolve. It's small changes consistently applied. And if what we can do is teach that child how to use the tools, how to recognize the tools, teach that young adult how to be in a position to not only understand how they're feeling and what they're going through, but how others may perceive them, we really set those children, those young adults, up for success, particularly, as you said, Liz, in that time of huge transitions, transitions academically, transitions socially, transitions that are part of their body. There's so much going on at that point, and it's such a crucial period in every aspect of that. And to set those children up for success, to set those young adults up for success, and then help and hone them with their parents, there's no better job in the world than simply doing something to help those kids.
And that's what we do. We are here to give your kids these strategies that include being consistent and you guys giving positive reinforcement and teaching, helping to teach problem solving. And we work on communication and self-advocacy. Coaching not only works, it is the most effective type of treatment, if you want to use, for children, adolescents, and young adults with ADHD.
Without any question. We help to draw out the young man and young woman in that child during those transitions and truly work with the parents to set those individuals up for success. And again, no greater job.
So if anybody has any questions for us, again, we'd love to hear from you guys. Please reach out. You can check us out on Facebook and Twin Lights Coaching. Check us out on Instagram and certainly on our website, twinlightscoaching.com. We welcome your questions. We welcome your thoughts. And we absolutely want to thank you for being part of Twin Lights and Sanity Break. And we wish you a great day.
Have an awesome day now.
All right, bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.